The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material. This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
There is a mask requirement inside D.C. restaurants, yet President Biden and the First Lady were not wearing masks while walking around a D.C. restaurant on Saturday. Why?
I don't think we should overly focus on moments in time that don't reflect overarching policy.
Biden didn't feel he was caught. He's the President of the United States. He knew he would be filmed, but he didn't wear a mask. Why? Because masks are for servants, and he's the President. He's not a servant.
No. From the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
When we keep seeing all these Democrats violating their own mandates, Tucker Carlson was right. They don't think they're caught. They're the leaders. We're the servants and they're the rules makers. And they're taunting us. There's a phrase for it. It's called trolling. When Lori Lightfoot throws herself in a crowd at a WNBA game indoors without a mask on, and she posts the selfie on the internet, she's not wearing a mask because she doesn't care. She's Lori Lightfoot. She just wants the police officers fired. She accuses them of being guilty of an insurrection. Insurrection. They're throwing that word around. And like little TikToks, insurrection. Anybody who pushes back, you're guilty of an insurrection, and you should be charged accordingly. It's criminalized. You should criminalize vaccines or not vaccines. We're all on our own path. We're all taking our own journey. My friend and colleague Dennis Prager is on a journey. Dennis announced yesterday he has COVID. He did his radio show from home. He's quarantined. He and his family have COVID. As many people I know have had COVID. Dennis is not real fond of the vaccine journey. He has not apparently taken the vaccine. And as a result, when news broke that Dennis tested positive for COVID, social media sort of erupted. They just had a field day yesterday. Joy and delight with Dennis Prager, COVID positive. Oh, isn't that great? Oh, it's karma. Hope he dies. Oh, isn't that ha ha ha. I won't be sad if he dies. Horrible stuff. Evil. It doesn't surprise you, I know. Here's the headline over at The Blaze. Liberals pounce after Dennis Prager says he's tested positive for the coronavirus. The 73-year-old Prager discussed the various medical treatments he'd been taking, including hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. He also said, and what made headlines was that he, I think sort of playfully, or maybe seriously, I don't know, said that he wants to get natural immunity. So he engaged with strangers, constantly hugging them, taking photos with them, knowing that I was making myself very susceptible to getting COVID, which is indeed as bizarre as it sounded, what I wanted, in the hope that I would achieve natural immunity and be taken care of by therapeutics. That is exactly what has happened. Now, we're all on a separate journey. I ain't getting near anybody. And Dennis is absolutely entitled to go wherever he wants to go. And I joke when I say that. I mean, I'm living my life. I'm trying to play the odds. Here are some of the comments from the left. A comedian tweeted, Dennis Prager announced he has the coronavirus. COVID is out here collecting conservative radio hosts like they're Pokemon cards. Another one said, anyone trying to get infected should be treated with disdain and called out for stupidity. Joe Walsh, wow, that piece of work from Chicago, he tweeted, shame on you for continuing to spread such dangerous disinformation. Shame on you for not caring whether your audience lives or dies. Another tweeted, I hope this ignorant piece of blank needs a ventilator and can't get one because they're all being used by people he influenced. Dennis said on air, if he died of coronavirus, that would be plastered all over the news, but if he recovers, it won't make any news at all. Well, I don't care what the evil left says. I pray that Dennis recovers. I pray that his wife Sue recovers. I pray for the Prager family. I pray for anybody with COVID, right or left. We're all on a journey, and this virus has forever altered this country. It has brought us to our knees. And I think at some point you have to just brush off the evilness of people on the left. We don't want anybody on the left to die. Do you think anybody celebrated the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Of course not. You think anybody celebrated the death of Colin Powell, a well-known liberal? Of course not. We all honored their service. We honored their dedication to their jobs. We may not have agreed with them politically. That doesn't mean we want anybody to die. I don't want you to withhold treatment. Or why would I care what journey you're on? And if you're an opinionated radio host, you get to be on your journey. What's he supposed to do? Lie? Pretend he got the vaccine when he didn't? People are accusing Dennis of killing people because he's sharing his views. I mean, when I initially announced I got the vaccine in March, people were mad at me saying I was influencing people to get the vaccine. I'm not trying to influence anybody to do anything. I'm in no position to tell you what to do with your body. In fact, this may make you crazy. Today, I just got news from my doctor. Today is Mike Gallagher's booster day. I'm going to get the Johnson & Johnson booster. Now, I'm not exactly clear what that means. I think it's just another Johnson & Johnson vaccine. You know, I've been kind of questioning, and it's apparently just double the dose or the same. And you may not like that. I love you. Leave me alone. Let me take my journey. Because I believe in the science of the vaccine. And I'm not trying to influence you one way or the other. Nor should you influence me. I'm going to probably be, incidentally, the first person to die of a vaccine overdose. They'll carry me. I'll start having things grow out of my head. I don't know. I kid. If I didn't believe in the vaccine, I wouldn't be going back today to get my second one. Got the Johnson & Johnson. They still don't have my test results either from the antibodies test that I took last week, which is weird. But then I was reading last night that it doesn't really matter what your antibodies are. It doesn't necessarily measure your immune response to COVID. I don't know what to believe. I want to be safe. I want to be careful. I don't want to get COVID. I don't want you to get COVID. I might get COVID. You might get COVID. We got to live with it. But we should not live with the idiotic, crazy hypocrisy of the left. Tucker Carlson is right. When Joe Biden walked through that restaurant this week with his wife, violating the indoor mask mandate, they knew they'd be photographed. He's the most famous person in the world, the president of the United States. And there's Joe Biden without a mask. Peter Ducey asked Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, about it yesterday at the press briefing.
There is a mask requirement inside D.C. restaurants, yet President Biden and the First Lady were not wearing masks while walking around a D.C. restaurant on Saturday. Why?
Well, I think what we were referring to is a photo of them walking out of a restaurant after they had eaten, masked in hand, where they had not yet put them back on yet. So I would say, of course, there are moments when we all don't put masks back on as quickly as we should. But I don't think we should lose the forest through the trees here, and that our objective here is to get more people vaccinated, make sure that that schools and companies around the country can put in place requirements to save more lives and keep people safer. And, you know, not overly focus on moments in time that don't reflect overarching policy.
It was not just exiting the restaurant, though. He was walking through the restaurant with no mask on. There is a carve out for people under two or people who are actively eating or drinking. So I'm just curious why the president was doing this.
I think I just addressed it, Peter.
Okay. A moment in time. We got to start singing. Moment, some song for moment in time. Can I do that when I fly next week? I'm going to get on an airplane, and I'm not going to wear my mask, and the flight attendant's going to say, sir, please put on your mask. I'm going to say, well, I'm experiencing my moment in time, my Biden moment in time. Moment in time? Did you see the picture of Lori Lightfoot? This is a good day to join us in the Rumble community. We live stream now every day on Rumble. And, it's kind of fun to watch the video clips that we play for you on the radio. Kind of funny. Maybe you enjoy watching my facial expressions. Nobody yet has complimented me on my new haircut. Got a haircut yesterday, and my hair's nice and short. I'm getting ready to be Daddy Warbucks in a production of Annie coming up in November, December. And I'm going to be bald, so be prepared. Man, they don't have enough powder in the studio for my bald head. They're already running out of my fat forehead. But check out our video clips at MikeOnline.com or on Rumble. Just look for the Mike Gallagher Show on Rumble. There's Lori Lightfoot in the middle of a throng of people, and all the people in the crowd have masks on, except Lori Lightfoot, the mayor who thinks that the police who don't want to take the vaccine are guilty of inciting an insurrection. Is she inciting an insurrection by being in the middle of a crowd without a mask on? Are you guilty of an insurrection, Lori Lightfoot? What about Joe Biden? Why don't you follow your own mask mandate? Well, he's experiencing a moment in time. They're nuts. They're crazy. There's no other way to describe it, no other way to explain it. 800-655-MIKE. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios for a busy Tuesday. And feel free to give me your comments about the news that broke yesterday, Dennis announcing it on his radio show that he's tested positive for COVID. Broadcasting from home, he's quarantined. And I understand he and his family have had symptoms. It's not fun. He announced he got chills. It was weird. He said he had chills and sweats and stuff, but he didn't get a fever according to the thermometer. So everybody's different. We're all on a journey. We're all on a path. What's wrong with letting people live their life the way they see fit? Well, the left doesn't want that because the left is about control. Control is power. Power means influencing by policy, by legislation, by mandate. We better wake up. Are you awake? Are your eyes wide open? I hope so. If not, we'll help you. 1-800-655-MIKE. Your voice, your perspective, you're coming up.
We live stream the Mike Gallagher Show on Rumble and MikeOnline.com. Don't miss Mike's facial expressions and all the video clips you hear during the show on Rumble.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be life could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Gallagher. I love it how the left tries to say that the right is all about hatred when they're the ones spreading the most hatred in this country.
Mike, of course leftists want people to die, especially Dr. Anthony Fauci, who coordinated the ban on ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Those are effective early treatments, and Fauci and his minions don't want you to use them and recover. They would rather you die.
A lot of great comments on the MyPillow text line as well. Although, by the way, if you're a jerk, you're gone. You know, don't be a jerk. If you text us and you're a moron, it takes one little tap. Boop. We don't see you ever again. You're banned. And what I like about it is I don't think you know if you're banned. You just keep texting into the ether. Like that pharmacist in South Carolina. Boop. Gone. You're gone. But here are some good ones. Moment in time, Psaki said. What a joke. Everything is a moment in time. Breaking a mask mandate, moment in time. Leaving people stranded in Afghanistan, moment in time. Bringing the country to its knees, moment in time. But the Democrats' moment in time is running out. 2022, 2024, getting closer and closer. Let's go, Brandon. Margaret is up in Canada joining us. Hey, Margaret, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
I've been listening to you for quite some time.
Thank you.
And you always give the caller time to voice their opinion.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I'm calling in reference to the Pfizer vaccine.
Okay.
As you and the audience noticed, before the election, the presidential election last year, Biden and the Democrats were dead set against the vaccine. After the election, Pfizer announced 3 days after Biden was so-called elected, which I think it was stolen, period, they announced that they had a vaccine. Now, all of a sudden, Biden is pushing the vaccine on everybody. I was wondering if he is compromised, just like he is compromised with China and with Russia.
Well, that's a good question, but I also have a question for you. What's it like in Canada with the mandates? I mean, what are Canadians being told to do regarding COVID?
You know, Mike, I don't even listen to either news because the Canadian news already regurgitate the news from the United States.
I got you. Well, I've seen a lot of stories, Margaret, about Canada and breaking down doors and calling people. To your point, incidentally, that the left opposed the vaccine when Trump was president.
But if Donald Trump tells us we should take it, I'm not taking it.
Yep. Pretty important lady. She's now the vice president of the United States. But last year...
But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
Do you love America? Are you a patriot who desires to preserve the freedoms we enjoy for generations to come? Then let's take action. Every few days, we give our money to the big box stores. How we spend our dollars could be our most important vote. Do these stores support freedom and American values? Is that where we should be buying our everyday household products for the rest of our lives? What if we just stopped? What if we shopped with a family-owned manufacturer who believes in preserving our freedoms? That's why PatriotSwitch.com was created. PatriotSwitch.com gives patriots the ability to walk away from the big box stores forever. This is a movement that pledges allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. PatriotSwitch.com. PatriotSwitch.com. Take action. If you love this country, here's a great way to show it. PatriotSwitch.com.
The The Mike Gallagher Show.
And I do have the natural antibodies now. Why would I take a chance in getting vaccinated?
By the way, I'm glad it only lasted a day.
You're probably the only one at CNN that's glad.
No.
We're not. The rest of them are all lying about me taking Horks medication.
That bothered you.
It should bother you, too. It's a lie on a news network. It's not a mistake, right? Why would they lie and say that's horse dewormer? I can afford people medicine. This is ridiculous.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
I like the common sense attitude of Joe Rogan, who says they lied. I mean, they said I was taking horse dewormer on a national network. And that's not what ivermectin is when prescribed for humans by a doctor. And they know it. They know it. They know Mike Lindell's a good man. And yet they want to take my pillow down. And every day you keep ordering pillows, slippers, sheets, the incredible Giza Dream Sheets. So proud to remind you that this show is sponsored in part by MyPillow. Spent a lot of time with Mike Lindell. I've been to their corporate headquarters. It dawned on me, with all these supply chain problems we're having and all the warnings about Christmas presents, you do realize you could go to MyPillow right now. Click on the Mike Gallagher Radio Special square. You could get everybody taken care of for Christmas in about 10 minutes at MyPillow.com. Promo code MikeG so you can save big. In fact, we should start playing a little bit of light Christmas music, Eric, with the MyPillow jingle. Watch how good Eric is. We're going to put some Christmas jingle bells under the MyPillow jingle, softly, in the background, so that when I play the MyPillow jingle, you'll be reminded you should be doing your Christmas shopping right now. Get it out of the way. Get him those slippers that are the most incredible slippers you'll ever put on your feet. You know why? It took them 2 years to develop the My Slippers. They're so good because... there it is. All right, so put it under the... hold it for the jingle. I knew he'd find it. Yeah, you can put a little... let's do this now. Put a little jingles. Yeah, because I want you in the Christmas spirit. Hey, we're almost into November. And if we're going to have supply chain problems, order now. The slippers are available as a slip-on or a moccasin. You're going to save, get this, 50% off the regular price of the My Slippers with the promo code MikeG. They're made from the same patented fill as the MyPillow fill that Mike invented. Right now, the MyPillow towel sets are back. Soft to the touch, very absorbent, a six-piece MyPillow towel set, normally $109.99, just $39.99 with the promo code MikeG. But let me think about some Christmas presents. How about a set of five children's Bible story MyPillows? These are some of the most famous Bible stories on the pillows, plus a copy of Mike's incredible memoir, What Are the Odds?, for the special price of $99.98 with the promo code MikeG. I'll bet you somebody on your Christmas gift list would love patriotic MyPillows, an American eagle, a flag, beautiful patriotic images, three patriotic MyPillows, and a copy of Mike's book for just $49.98 when you enter the promo code MikeG. And, of course, the pillow itself that started it all. The MyPillow Premium, normally $69.98. The pillow never goes flat. It stays cool during the night, conforms to your neck and your head. Now just $29.98 with the promo code MikeG. And I haven't even gotten to the bathrobes, to the mattress topper. Do all of your Christmas shopping by going to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials box. Click on that square. And then with any order you place, don't forget to enter the promo code MikeG so you will save big. Merry Christmas from Mike Gallagher and all of us here at Team Gallagher. Get that Christmas shopping out of the way now. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034 like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world is MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. Just got a text message from South Carolina from the Upstate. It's not Pisaki, it's Saki. Yes, we know that. It's a joke. We're kidding. I know it's really Jen Psaki. We like to say circle back Pisaki. It's like a little affectionate nickname. I wonder if Greg Gutfeld is watching the Mike and listening to the Mike Gallagher Show, rather, on the radio. Because Greg Gutfeld said something yesterday with Jesse Waters about Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, that I've been saying all week long.
This is a great test for government. If no one notices a loss of services or that you're not there, maybe get rid of him. Yeah. Maybe he should be fired if no one cared. Even the fact that no one in the media did a welfare check. We haven't seen the transportation secretary since.
Mayor Pete, are you okay?
Are you okay? Shut up, I'm bottle feeding. I'm going to start using the excuse of bottle feeding because technically I am feeding myself. But look, as a person, Pete is right to take off that time if it's available. But as a leader, he's an embarrassment. No leader in a time of crisis would take 2 months off. Even professional athletes don't do that. They take off a few games here and there. But, I mean, you know, you got to come to work when there's something going on.
I mean, isn't that a legitimate point? Or do you take 2 months off for paternity leave? But as Greg Gutfeld said, no one even knew Buttigieg was missing. Wouldn't that be a problem? Like, if the president disappeared for 2 months, I would hope we'd notice. Actually, I'd consider that an improvement. But when Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, is out on paternity leave in the middle of a transportation crisis, can you imagine a police commissioner or a fire commissioner or a mayor or a governor, if they had a catastrophe in their state and somebody said, well, where's the governor? Well, he's on paternity leave for 2 months. And the left defends that. The left acts like that's normal. They try to normalize things that are insane. Now, they try to shut us down over things like election integrity. We're not allowed to question the outcome of the election. I guess Stacey Abrams, who's in Virginia campaigning for Terry McAuliffe, didn't get the memo. Wait till you hear what she said yesterday. First, let's take some phone calls. Because I'm a little bit chatty today on it. I'm in a weird mood. I'm a little melancholy, happy, delighted. Got a lot of great things happening to Team Gallagher. By the way, welcome aboard in New York, in Horseheads, the Bell, 1000 AM, WLNLAM. Welcome aboard, Jim Pierce and the gang, as the Mike Gallagher Show continues. Somebody was asking us on our text messaging. They say, we know Mike doesn't like to brag, but what's the size of the audience? And some people wonder, according to Talkers Magazine, we're the eighth most listened to talk radio show in America with 7.25 million weekly listeners to this show. So we're proud of that. We appreciate your support. We're grateful for the way you lift this show up. I mean, I'm having fun kind of watching all the Rumble activity. More and more people are subscribing to Rumble and watching the show. Somebody was saying in the comment section, why do we have two channels? I don't know why that is either. I don't quite understand all of that. We ought to just have one. But anyway, the Mike Gallagher Show is what you look for. And then enter in, watch the show. We live stream every day. There's comments, a bunch of people in there now, Wally and everybody else. Hundreds of people are watching. So go to Rumble. If you want to watch the show, our new TV studios, as you listen to us on this great radio station. Back to your phone calls we go. Here's Howard in San Antonio. Hi, Howard. Thanks for calling. How are you?
Yes, sir. Mike, I'm fine. And thank you. And good. I know we pray for your family and you a lot.
Thank you.
Dennis Prager, in fact, was probably telling the truth when he said he wanted to just get infected, get it over with. This is a very communicable disease. We're all going to get it. I got it. And I actually was happy when I got it. Because one way I'm either going to get over it or it's going to kill me. But either way, you know, Lord Jesus is going to take care of me. And we got through it, my wife and I both. It was a weird disease.
How bad was it for you and your wife, Howard?
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
We were both knocked out for – I got it worse than she did. She had – believe it or not, she had taken ivermectin. And she got
me
over
too.
It within just a few days. And then I was down and out. It is obviously a man-made disease. The symptoms that you have, you get strange dreams. It's just weird.
Now, wait a minute, and I'm curious about something. This is very interesting. I know it's all anecdotal and it's not scientific, but your wife was taking ivermectin and she recovered. Did you take ivermectin or not?
No, sir.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? So, and you know, people are going to hear that, Howard. They're going to say, well, let's see, a married couple, the wife takes ivermectin, she recovered quicker than the husband who with ivermectin, and he didn't take it. I don't want to read too much into it, but did that cross your mind? Maybe the ivermectin could have been helpful for you.
It probably would have. I just wanted to go ahead and sit it out and get through it. Because after this, I actually gave convalescent plasma because our neighbor almost died from COVID, and it was the convalescent plasma that got him immediately.
Right.
Within an hour
right.
or two, he was okay.
So, I hear that, and I hear that a lot. And thanks again for your kind words and your prayers, Howard. I hear that a lot from people who say once they get monoclonal antibodies, the Regeneron treatment, and there are Regeneron treatment centers all throughout the state of Florida. There's a list of like, 60, 70 of them all throughout the state, thanks to Governor Ron DeSantis. And then as a result, Biden tried to ration Regeneron to the state of Florida. Nice. Huh? Isn't that nice? Like I said, though, today is supposed to be booster day. I'm struggling a little bit because I've read a lot about mixing and matching the vaccine. And honestly, what I've read is that the scientists and the experts believe that if you got the Johnson & Johnson shot, like I did in March, if you get a Moderna booster, that boosts your level of immunity higher than if you get another Johnson & Johnson shot. And evidently, I've got the option today. After this show, I'm off to the doctor's office, and I'm either going to get another Johnson & Johnson shot or a Moderna shot. And apparently that option is up to me. Why don't you help me decide? Do we have the poll question posted, guys, at MikeOnline.com? So you can answer our poll question and help me make a decision. Although I think I know what you're going to say. I'll bet you're not going to want me to get any booster. Why do I think my audience? But we'll see. Give me a legitimate vote. Should I? Again, I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine back in March. Now, of course, the health experts are saying that turns out it probably wasn't enough. It should have been a two-dose regimen. All right. So my doctor wants me to have the booster. So today I go to either get A, the Johnson & Johnson shot, B, a Moderna booster shot, or C, nothing. You should vote. Go to MikeOnline.com right now and vote. We'll read the results in about 10 minutes. Go to MikeOnline.com. And the question, should Gallagher get A, the Johnson & Johnson, B, Moderna, or C, no shot whatsoever? And don't just stack the deck because you don't want me to, because if you don't want me to get the booster, I think you're going to want me, you want to kill me. Just like the left wants Dennis to be sick and miserable and dead. So go to MikeOnline.com. We'll see how that goes. Vote. You can help make that decision. And in 15 minutes, you will be responsible for my safety and my health. So if you are mad at me, I'm sure you'll vote C. Portions of our show are brought to you by Pure Talk. Here I am trying to save you money, and you don't want me to be well. You don't want Dennis Prager to be well. I think Dennis talks about Pure Talk as well. Hundreds of thousands of us have said goodbye, like we have, to Verizon or T-Mobile or AT&T, and we switch to Pure Talk. Because you get the same great coverage on the same great 5G network as one of the big guys, but for about half the cost. Check this out. Unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 6 gigs of data for $30 a month. When I tell people that, they can't believe it. I'm a Pure Talk customer. Their customer service is based right here in America. I believe in the way they treat their customers. Grab your cell phone, dial #250, and say the keyword Mike Gallagher. You're going to save 50% off your first month, too. You also get a risk-free, 30-day risk-free guarantee. You got nothing to lose. I want you to save a bunch of money like I am by being on the Pure Talk plan. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. Dial #250 and say Mike Gallagher. Pure Talk. You're going to love it.
Want the Mike Gallagher Show 24/7? There's an app for that. Go to MikeOnline.com.
There must be a catch.
I want to share with you that I've done something that I can pretty well promise you that almost nobody else in my audience has done. I've sat across the table with the guy who formulated the process behind Balance of Nature, Dr. Douglas Howard, an incredible guy. He's a doctor, a professor, a scientist. He's one of the most brilliant health experts I've ever met. And I know him. When he described to me his 20-year journey that resulted in one of the most powerful supplements on the market today, I knew I had to start taking it. You probably never have the privilege of meeting Dr. Howard in person, perhaps, but you can make the same decision I made. Get those 10 daily servings from 31 different fruits and veggies, all derived from Dr. Howard's proprietary process. Believe me, when I say Balance of Nature is the real deal. All new preferred customers of Balance of Nature will get an additional 35% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. Use the promo code MikeG. Get started. Call 800-246-8751. Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com, promo code Mike G.
Mike Gallagher.
Hey, Mike, get both the Johnson & Johnson booster and the Moderna booster. Get the Pfizer booster because you're going to have to get boosters from now on for the rest of your life. That's the plan.
That's what I'll tell the doctor. I want all of them. I want Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, and Pfizer today. Give them all to me. Load me up. And then, again, I'll drop over dead from a vaccine overdose. A lot of text messages I shouldn't read. I should not be reading the MyPillow text line right now. How about this one? Mike, my coworker took the Moderna shot. He's about your age. He had a massive heart attack. And his doctor here in Florida said it was directly related to the COVID vaccine. Thank God the cardiologist was able to save his life. But God bless you for whatever you choose. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for that. Thanks a lot. Here's another one. Mike, I'd rather make your own decision, but take the Moderna booster since you already took one vaccine. It's probably for the best. If something happens to me, I mean, this could be in your hands. This might be my last show. You should say farewell to me when I take your calls. 800-655-MIKE. So far, the poll, big shocker. For Mike's booster shot, should he get J&J, Moderna, or none? 74% so far have voted. This is at MikeOnline.com. 74% have voted none. 16% vote Moderna. And only 10% are voting for the Johnson & Johnson. Joan is in Cranford, New Jersey on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hey, Joan, how are you?
Hey, Mike, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Oh, John, I'm sorry. I thought it was Joan. How you doing, John? Sorry, I looked at the screen wrong.
That's okay. Hey, I voted for you to take the Moderna, just to let you know, my man.
So tell me why. Because it's got because according to the science, they're saying it's got the most, the highest immune response, right? The most antibodies.
Exactly, 100%. Because I myself am coming up on about 8 months. I took the Pfizer,
right,
and I got my second dose in March, and I'm kind of debating in my head, what should I get? What should I get?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to get one. I want to kind of switch it up, like, you know, they've been saying. You know, I heard if you take, you know, a different one, you even have higher. Even though the Moderna has a higher antibody, if you switch it up a little. What I understood was you're going to even get more antibodies if you switch them up. So
it's just weird to me. The mixing and matching seems strange to me, but my doctor says he doesn't see any problem with it. So maybe I'll do the Moderna because it'll but they're two different. What's weird is, isn't the Johnson & Johnson a whole different technology from Moderna and from Pfizer?
Yeah. Hey, trust me. I took the Pfizer. I have J&J is right behind Moderna in the back of my mind, too. I'm like, you know,
I know.
I get the totally different technology because it's, I don't want to re-say, but I actually got my flu shot the other day. And, that, you know, the J&J is kind of like the flu shot,
right.
Old school
technology. Well, I'll keep you posted. Tomorrow you'll know. I just got a text. I'm such a hypochondriac. I know I am. I'm a big fat baby. I admit it. I know it. I get it. But I'm trying to do my job and fight the good fight. I'm surrounded by great people like Alfredo Ortiz. We're going to talk to Alfredo, I think, tomorrow. The past year and a half has been so tough for Americans. Portions of our show are brought to you by Job Creators Network, and Job Creators Network is such an important tool for you to be a... You want to fight for small business owners. They are struggling right now. It's a great way to network with like-minded business owners when you go to jobcreatorsnetwork.com. They're fighting so hard to push back against this war against small business. Job Creators Network was founded to fight for small businesses and defend free enterprise. Go to jobcreatorsnetwork.com. Find out how you can join JCN's growing army of small business owners. Let's support business owners in America. Jobcreatorsnetwork.com. So Stacey Abrams had quite a powerful message about election integrity yesterday in Virginia. I think you're going to want to hear it. Maybe we can go back to questioning the outcome of the presidential election in November of 2020. Stacey Abrams seems to give that the green light, eh?
It's
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.